28, 1157. His mother, Eleanor of Aquitaine, wife of King Henry II, gave birth to Richard in the countryside residence of Beaumont Palace. At the time of his birth, Richard was not marked to become the future King of England. He had two older brothers, William, who had died shortly before Richard was born, and Henry, who became the heir apparent to the throne. But despite not being born directly in line to become the next King of England, Richard's place in 12th century Europe was still significant. He was a Plantagenet, a part of one of the most powerful families of the Middle Ages. Richard's father, King Henry II, rose to the English throne upon the demise of the heir of his predecessor, King Stephen. Even before taking the throne, Henry's possessions and power were considerable. In the 12th century, the area that is now France was divided into multiple provinces and feudal states. While most of these were nominally under the rule of the King of France, in reality, he controlled far less than a third of modern-day France. Richard's father, Henry, presided over numerous provinces. The most important of these were Normandy, Maine, and Anjou, all in the northwest of France. Henry consistently and successfully fought to increase the Plantagenet domain. Henry's marriage to Eleanor of Aquitaine in May 1152 brought even more of France under the Plantagenet sway. Eleanor was an intelligent, witty, and independent woman who stood to inherit power over the rich provinces of southern France, Aquitaine and Poitou. Henry was her second husband. In 1137, at the age of 15, she had married King Louis the Young of France. However, in the ensuing 15 years, this marriage had produced no son and heir for the French throne. Additionally, the relationship between sober, pious Louis and the vivacious Eleanor had been continually unpleasant to both, made worse by rumours of Eleanor's unfaithfulness to the marriage. Whether these rumours had any veracity is unknown, but in any case, both parties desired to bring an end to their unproductive and uncomfortable union. They succeeded in doing this in early 1152, citing consanguinity, a closer relationship by blood than the church allowed in marriage, as grounds for the dissolution of the marriage. What King Louis did not expect was Eleanor's almost immediate remarriage to Henry, a man 12 years younger than Eleanor. Henry was not yet the King of England at the time of his marriage in 1152, but with his and Eleanor's holdings combined, the couple's control extended over almost two-thirds of modern-day France. Just a year later, Prince Eustace, heir apparent to England's King Stephen, died. Stories buzzed, contending whether he choked while eating eels, was poisoned, or was struck down due to divine retribution for some of his recent actions. For Henry, though, and for most of England, the cause of Eustace's death was less consequential than the result. Henry Plantagenet became heir to the throne of England. When King Stephen died in 1154, he left England in a state of disorganization and division. Henry, in response, sailed through a storm across the English Channel and was crowned king in Westminster Abbey on Christmas Day. Henry's rule re-stabilized the kingdom, turning England into a valuable cornerstone of the Plantagenet domain. However, for the young Richard growing up during his father's reign, England was a far-off world. Though Richard was born in Oxford, he spent most of his youth in the south of France, mainly in Eleanor's court in the city of Poitiers. It was no secret that though Eleanor had given birth to two more sons after Richard, Geoffrey and John, as well as two daughters, Eleanor and Joan, Richard was Eleanor's favourite child and would be her choice to inherit her bountiful lands. During Richard's childhood, spent at his mother's court, the young prince's education began. His native tongue was the dialect of French spoken in Poitou, and beyond studying the basics of reading and writing, Richard also learned to turn language to eloquence in the manners common to the southern French court, in poetry, flattery, compliments, and song. Richard also absorbed the ideals of chivalry that knights were supposed to practice in